This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Good to be with you. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on a Thursday. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, going back real quick, and then we'll just copying a link here so we can get to the topic I teased about the three teams in Houston all being kind of top 10 in their sport right now. And is this, you know, how does this compare to the best times? Apparently back in 2018, according to one texter, we were ranked the number two sports city behind Boston. The Astros had just won the World Series. Deshaun Watson had gotten hurt but looked amazing in his rookie year. That is true.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Rockets with Harden had just gone to the West. They went to the Western Conference Finals back in 2018.
That was very, very, very close to being a golden age in Houston sports.
I believe I heard that on these airwaves. A quarterback.
I had said it many years earlier. I said that they were a franchise quarterback away from being in a golden age. And it might have been in 2015 or 16 is when the Astros were starting to make their swing back up. Harden was around, obviously. And I just said the Texans just need a franchise quarterback.
I think you were on the right track. I think, you know, just a little thing happened along the way with the franchise quarterback is all, you know. And then James Harden was part of the calculus as well. That didn't help. But you were close.
I blame COVID for most of it.
There you go. Yeah, and that happened too.
Or politicians' response to COVID. Whatever your appetite is for invoking that term. Yeah.
I blame
everybody but myself for it.
Whoever we can point the finger at. So the Athletic had this list, the NFL 50 under 40. Taking some liberties with the format. Usually it's 40 under the age of 40. These are one of those lists that highlights the big risers, you know what I mean? The all the people that have that sort of green, upward-moving stock chart, you know?
This list annoys me for one very irrational reason, and it's that the main, on the headline, the main picture is a really weird picture of Jason Kelce, and it annoys me. I don't know, and I like Jason Kelce, but it's annoying me partly because I feel like Jason Kelce he's still at that point in his broadcasting career where you can tell the producers are trying like hell to force him into a certain role instead of just letting him be himself, and I don't feel like he should be quite there just yet.
He's got a look on his face, you're right, he's got a look on his face that is, it's clearly like he's expressing some sort of emotion. He's either looking at you like you just hit on his wife, or he's looking at you like he wants to eat you. You know,
I feel like he's looking down on me.
Okay,
I feel like he made a smug point.
I could see
He made a smug. You know what? He looks like a smug analytics bro.
Right.
Who's just like, man, you don't even understand Klondorf. Yeah.
And right before they took that picture, he went like this. After he made his point, he went, licked his finger, and like tallied something in the air with you.
I think, so obviously Jason Kelce is one of these guys in here.
Yeah.
I think Jason Kelce is a podcaster, and in doing a lot of those things away from the main media, I think that's where his biggest and best influence might be.
Yeah.
Except that I don't, like right now he's in that phase where they're just trying to, It's like putting a monkey in a suit, you know? Like, I feel like they're just trying too hard to turn him into something that he's not.
Yeah,
Jason Kelce needs to just be Jason Kelce.
Right. No, he's really good with his brother on that podcast. I've not found him to be extraordinary so far. He's not bad, but I just haven't... Yeah. He hasn't popped for me as a studio analyst or any of the things he's done on ESPN. Doesn't mean he won't. Doesn't mean I think he should be yanked off the air. It's just like I think a lot of people came in... He came into this business with a lot of hype because remember those articles they would do about those broadcasting boot camps that the NFL would put on? The NFL, one of the things they do for current players is, hey, if you want to get into broadcasting once a year, we have guys that may want to get into this. Give it a try with a lot of mentors and tutors and things like that. And when he went, man, it was like LeBron out of high school on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Like, this is the next big thing. Jason Kelce.
And that's where it's interesting too, and this is where I think I can show you that I feel like I'm being relatively objective about this. I never really liked Romo as a broadcaster his first year, and yet I would have understood him being put on a list like this because he was wildly popular, and that's what matters. People loved it. Jason Kelce, I very much like, and I want the best for him, and I enjoy him. I just feel like. He hasn't found that niche right now where I think that they're really using him the best way.
Yeah.
But maybe in that potential he should be on this list.
Some interesting names I'll give you the two that are actual employees of the Texans right now that made this list. Gerard Johnson is on this list, you know, and this list includes coaches, front office people, obviously broadcasters, agents are on this list. But Gerard Johnson made the list, and they've got a nice little pull down here on The Athletic for each of these guys, Seth. It's got the graphics that you like. Johnson's extensive background with C.J. Stroud and several ascending young quarterbacks in general through development groups like the Elite 11, Nike's Elite 11, made him an invaluable part of the Houston Texans' talent identification process. Now, that's interesting. I wish I'd gotten this list before we talked to Nick yesterday to find out, like, hey, where's Gerard's role when it comes to when it came to identifying C.J. Stroud and his assessment through the Elite 11? We'll have another chance to ask him. They continue to say now Stroud, the number two pick of the draft last year in 2023, is one of the faces of the NFL. Johnson has interviewed for offensive coordinator jobs in the last two hiring cycles. Many in league circles believe his true potential lies beyond that as a future head coach. So this is somebody that Texan fans were ready to throw Gerard out, the baby with the bathwater, when it came to the Texans' offense. Some Texan fans, at least in terms of promoting him to the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. I think there were very few people who were down on Gerard Johnson. I think there were a lot of people who were high on Gerard Johnson that just felt like, all right, he's still green by NFL coaching standards.
Yeah.
And that's the skepticism there. So,
well, the skepticism from some people, totally unreasonable, was why didn't Gerard stop it? Why didn't he tackle Bobby Slowick? What were you going to say?
No, that's all right. I was going to say that could be a good pender pull. Like,
About Gerard Johnson?
Yeah.
Approval rating? So the other Texan employee on this list is somebody who I'm guessing a lot of Texan fans. There's a lot of guys the Texans interviewed for the OC job, which is interesting. I don't know how old Nick Caley is. I think he's 42, so he wouldn't be on a list. By the way, D'Amico not on this list. He's 40 years old now, so it's 50 people under the age of 40. But Grant Yudinski is on here, who they interviewed, the wunderkind out of Minnesota. He's now the OC for Jacksonville, so he is an OC in the division now.
Yeah. This kid is apparently who looks a little bit too much like Johnny Manziel for my liking, as one of our listeners pointed out.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I feel like he needs to be applauded for overcoming looking too much like Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
Because I feel like looking like Johnny Manziel could help you in a lot of ways, but not as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He's super, super young. He's 29 years old.
Yeah.
And he's the offensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep. He made the list. Thad Lewis made the list, who interviewed for the Texans OC job. Brian Johnson, who a lot of people were down on the Texans hiring potentially because he got fired in Philadelphia a year ago, made this list. So, you know, at least there's some people out there still think very highly of him. I'm sure there's plenty. The other Texan employee that made this list, and is a name I guarantee 90% of Texan fans, probably more, don't know, DJ Debick. I hope I'm pronouncing DJ's name correctly. Director of Pro Scouting for the Texans. And the Texans have drafted pretty well the last couple of years. They're ready to win. Now, pro scouting is different than college scouting, though. Like, the pro scouting, right, Seth? This is you scouting other teams because they point out with DJ's profile here. The ready-to-win Texans made big moves in free agency, led in part by Debick's efforts in pro personnel. Danielle Hunter, Joe Mixon, Al Shire, Stephon Diggs were all key additions. And extending star receiver Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz was important while C.J. Stroud remains on his rookie contract. Schultz is debatable right now.
Also says he's played a key role in bringing in new offensive coordinator Nick Caley.
Okay. Now, this is one.
So I don't know what his key role was. It was key, Sean. That's all you need to know.
But I'll say it again. Same thing I said about Gerard. I wish this list had come out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I could learn a little bit more, especially with Debick, because I don't really know. I don't really have a ton of background on there about him. But you got. That's good. You got a Texas. You got a high profile assistant position coach with Gerard, and you got someone in the front office that people are looking at. 33 years old.
Okay, so one name on here that I was excited to see was Greg Olsen. I love Greg Olsen as a broadcaster. I feel like Greg Olsen, he seems like the kind of guy who could end up going the John Lynch route. Because he comes off as a super bright dude, but who has that playing experience. His communication skills are obviously very good, but I wonder if ultimately he might want more than just broadcasting. So it's for putting him as an influential guy under the age of 40. He's 39. He made it by the skin of his teeth.
Skin of his teeth.
But yeah, I think that makes sense.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Davis Webb was a big surprise.
Former Giant,
former Giants great, Davis Webb.
Former Texas Tech Red Raider, Davis Webb. Yeah, he's quarterback. Yeah, quarterback's coach with the Denver Broncos right now. He's 30. he's under
30?
He's 30, yeah. Yeah.
But he's a retired NFL player.
Yeah.
How many seasons did he end up playing?
Davis Webb, not
I'm
many.
I'm putting the over-under at 2.5.
Yeah, yeah. I would, and I might even take the under on that with Davis Webb.
I remember them talking about him. Oh, whichever veteran quarterback he replaced at the time.
Eli, I think, probably, right? He was a Giant, I think, Davis.
What's that?
I think he replaced Eli.
He was one of the guys that replaced Eli when they was playing there when Eli was injured or what have you. And they gushed about how intelligent he was.
Yes. Yeah. 30 years old, QB coach under Sean Payton in Denver.
Very bright, but that's a problem that Giants fans would tell you. It's like, hey, you ain't trying to solve a quadratic equation here. We're trying to throw a football, okay?
Ryan,
get your ass in the coaching booth.
Ryan Poles is on this list, the GM for the Chicago Bears. I feel like he probably campaigned his way onto this list.
Has anybody gotten more credit in the middle of a tank, which right now, I'll remind you, wasn't supposed to be a tank last year?
Right. They were supposed to be good.
He keeps getting credit for being bad, specifically for being bad. I say, yeah, but look at these draft picks they have this year. We got, because they've been bad.
Yeah.
What are you, where was this love for Jeff Luhnow back when the Astros were horrible?
Now in his fourth year as the GM in Chicago after 13 seasons with the Chiefs, Poles has remade the Bears roster thanks to a strong emphasis on building through the draft. They were last place in their division this year. Like, what are we doing?
It's all part of the emphasis of his. Yeah.
39, Poles is the second youngest GM behind Cleveland's Andrew Berry. Colleagues say Poles is a meticulous planner who encourages input and is big on player and staff development. He fired a coach last year. He fired a coach.
Okay, so he's been there 4 years?
Yeah, he's going into his fourth year, yes. Yeah.
They've been 6-11.
Yeah.
3-14.
Yep.
7-10.
Yeah.
And 5-12.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he continues to get all of this love for what an incredible job he's doing. This is the modern NFL. It's if you're a really, really good GM, you don't listen. I'm all for sticking by a guy and letting the process play out.
Yeah.
But you don't get to go 5-12 in your fourth season as the GM and continue to be lauded as this mastermind where the process is all working out.
Okay.
What the hell is
all
this?
Those records are what they are, Seth. But what if I told you that he leads with decisiveness, according to people around the league?
He leads reporters into his office and makes them feel special, is what he does
when
decisively.
When it's go time, Poles executes and leads with decisiveness. That is the most decisive-ass 5-12 record you're going to find in the NFL. Like, he led that. Those five wins were the most decisive, at least were led with decisiveness. I don't know what the final score was. Poles still is looking. Literally, after they say all these things about meticulous planner, encourages input, execute, they have to be tearing this list apart in Chicago right now if they're going through it. Poles still literally, there's a sentence. Poles still is looking for his first winning season as a GM, but just landed top head coaching candidate Ben Johnson. So Chicago appears to be trending in the right direction. That makes him one of the 50 most valuable entities under the age of 40. In the sport of professional football.
Boy, if they can just manage to go 3-14 this year, he's going to be at the top of this list next year.
Dude.
He'll be the most influential guy in all of sports, just the NFL.
If he gets a top five pick again, it's going to be incredible.
What an incredible mind.
I love lists like this. I'm sad I've never been on one. Like, you know, this many people under, 30 under 30, 40 under, probably because when I was under 40, I was doing a job. There was not a best 40 under 40 in telecom sales. That article would not have gotten clicked a lot.
You could have, you know what you should have done?
What?
You should have just started a website and named yourself.
Come up with the list myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
one thing I've learned is if you create some kind of an industry trade publication or website, where there is none,
The
people in that industry will monitor it and watch it and read it and care way more about it than they should.
We see it in this industry all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the time. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Good to be with you. 713-572-4610 is the number on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, if you want to weigh in on anything we've been talking about here. Our friend Houston Stressens put up a poll, and this is an interesting one because the Texans are going to have some decisions to make. Not everybody's going to be back next year who was on the team last year. Some will leave of their own volition. Some will be asked to leave. Four names, which would you ask to leave? Who do we cut? Who's getting voted off the island? Put up a poll. We'll do the Seth Payne guessing game with this poll and break down each of these as far as cap cuts go. That is coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.